Diego. All right, welcome back. I'm back again. It's been a couple of weeks. I know I said I'd go every week, but then I decided not to for many, many reasons. And that's just simply because the sports world, for what I cover mainly, which being basketball and football and some baseball, but baseball is just always moving. And I don't know if I could sit here for 30 minutes and just talk straight baseball by myself. If I had a couple of my friends here with me, yeah, I could definitely talk baseball with them forever, which I will plan on having people on this podcast soon enough. But no, so for the way I do my podcast and the way I have it set up, it's hard for me right now in this time of year to do it every single week. So from here on out, I want to give you more quality episodes instead of quantity of episodes. You feel me? You feel? And so I think from now on, I'll start going every other week just so it gives me more time for show prep and to get a better quality of episode out. And so that I'm not always giving you lesser quality, but more episodes. So I want to give you the best quality of content and episodes I can while still giving them out consistently, you know? So I'll go every other week, I think, from now on. So it gives me enough time to maybe get guests on the show, to figure out how to get guests on the show, or just to figure out content to talk about, you know? So with that, I hope we are all having a marvelous, marvelous day, as it is Friday. It's Friday. We love Fridays. Friday is July 28th. I hope we're all had a great day today. It's the end of the day. It's 9:20 p.m. here in Utah when I'm recording this in my time. But yeah, I hope you guys are all having a really, really good day. Had a good day today. I certainly did. Worked, made money. And yeah, let's just start it off. I don't know. I'll just talk and see what happens. I guess in the NBA world, the in-season tournament got some more news. I can't remember if I talked about that last time or not. But it looks like it's going to be a fun thing. I personally am excited for it. I don't know about how everyone else is feeling about it. I've heard a lot of mixed emotions for it, but I'm really excited for it. So it takes place, it starts, will tip off this year Friday, November 3rd, and accumulate on Saturday, December 9th. Championship will take place in T-Mobile Arena, and yeah, the semifinals and everything will take place in T-Mobile Arena in Vegas. Consists of two stages, group play and knockout round. So it's kind of like soccer, how they have like with all their tournaments, how they like the World Cup, let's say they have group play and then they have knockout rounds. And so all 30 teams will be randomly drawn into groups of five within their conference based off win-loss records from the 2022-2023 regular season beginning November 3rd through Tuesday, November 28th. Each team will play four designated group play games on tournament nights, one game against each opponent in its group with two games at home and two on the road. Eight teams will advance to the knockout round, and the team with the best standing in group plays in each of the six groups and a two wild cards. The teams from each conference with the best record in group play that finish second in its group. Okay. Knockout rounds will be single elimination game in the quarterfinals played in NBA team markets Monday, December 4th and Tuesday, December 5th. Semifinals and championships. The qualifying teams will compete for a prize pool and the new in-season tournament trophy NBA Cup. All 67 games across both stages of the in-season tournament will count towards the regular season standings except the championship. Each team will continue to play their 82 regular game season in the 2023-2024 season, including those games that are part of group play and knockout rounds. 14 group play games, two on each tournament night, and seven knockout games will be televised nationally. The games and broadcast schedule for the in-season tournament will be announced later in August. Draws we've already drawn. So West Group A looks like it has Memphis, Phoenix, Lakers, the Jazz, and Portland. That is a very tough group for the Jazz to be in. Honestly, I could see them coming in third behind Phoenix and Memphis. West Group B has Denver, Clippers, Pelicans, Mavericks, Rockets. Denver's going to win that easily. West Group C has Kings, Timberwolves, Warriors, Thunders, and Spurs. I think it'll be a fight between the Warriors and Kings. East Group A has 76ers, Cavaliers, Hawks, Pacers, Pistons. I think that's a fight between 76ers and Cleveland. East Group B has the Bucks, Knicks, Heat, Wizards, and Hornets. That's a fight between the Bucks and the Heat, especially if Damian Lillard gets traded. Then it'll be the Heat's group to lose. East Group C has Boston, Brooklyn, Toronto, Chicago, and Orlando. That is easily, Boston's to lose. Yeah, honestly, it's fun. Prizing what happens for 2023-2024 season in-season tournament pool prize will be allocated to the players on their teams and participated in knockout rounds, and with allocations increasing depending on how far teams progress in the tournament. At the conclusion of the in-season tournament, the NBA will name the most valuable player of the competition of the all-tournament team. Wow. Selections will be based on players' performance in both group play and knockout rounds. So it's kind of like its own mini season. There's a big prize pool that gets distributed among everyone, depending. You get more if you go farther, get less if you don't, obviously. I'm very excited for this. I know not a lot of people are, but I am, because it adds a wrinkle into the NBA season, and I'm excited to see how competitive it'll be between people. And honestly, I think whoever wins the finals will also win this. So it'll be a good indicator for finals matchups and stuff, because I don't know why, but that's just my hunch. And yeah, it'll be fun to see what happens. Looking in Summer League, Cleveland won the Summer League championship. Jazz got eliminated in the semifinals. They got eliminated by Houston, the Rockets. Yes. Good summer league for the Jazz, I guess. I don't know. I'm sitting here breaking down summer league basketball. Look at me go fancy. But yeah, overall, I think I'll put the NBA news to rest from here on out, unless there's like some big stuff that comes out all the time that comes out. Just because there's not a whole lot going on, honestly. And if there's not a lot going on, then I don't want to sit here and talk about it. Just to be fair. I just can't. I just don't want to talk about it if it's not going to be fun. NFL news. Oh boy, we've got a lot of NFL news. That is hoo-hoo-hoo. Ooh, 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 ooh. NFL season is here. We got football on the 3rd of August. It's the Hall of Fame game, and it's absolutely terrible, granted. It's the Jets and the Browns on a Thursday at 6 p.m. You should all watch it. I'll give you my predictions at the end of the show. That's a tease. Ha ha ha. But no, it's preseason football. Like, it's still football, I guess, because we got this, and then there's a couple more weeks, and then it's preseason, and then regular season starts. So we are very, very, very close. Biggest news around the league right now, DeAndre Hopkins signed with the Titans. That's who he signed with. He signed with the Titans. And it was a very surprising move, because he said he wanted to go to a winning franchise. And honestly, I don't know why you'd go to the Titans. The Titans aren't a winning franchise. They're the Titans. They suck. But yeah, DeAndre Hopkins signed over there, so they should be pretty good. Also, some news. Joe Burrow suffered calf strain. He'll be out 7-ish weeks. Jalen Ramsey is going to have knee surgery. He'll be out until December. Aaron Rodgers is doing Aaron Rodgers things in New York. He's just being good. It's just fun. Like, NFL is going crazy right now. Predictions for the regular season, I'll give you my predictions of all that later. And it's looking like the Vikings are very happy with Alexander Mattison as their running back, which makes me kind of skeptical, honestly, just because I'm kind of scared because we cut Dalvin Cook, and it's looking like he's meeting with the Jets today, or he met with the Jets today or earlier this week. And so I wouldn't be surprised if he goes there. If he does, the Jets' odds, again, of winning their division and being Super Bowl, going to the Super Bowl and playoffs and everything will go up tremendously. I really like Dalvin Cook as a Vikings fan. He is a very good player, bust or break type player. He'll either get you a bajillion yards or he'll get stuff behind the line of scrimmage. Simple as that. That's what it is with him. And yeah, NFL preseason, it starts Thursday. Jets in Cleveland. I'll give you my prediction because I can and I'm kind of lazy. Do we have any, is there a line on this yet? I don't think there's a line. I don't know why there would be a line on the Hall of Fame game, but just looking at these two teams, it's the Jets and the Browns. Last time they played, September 18th, 2022, Jets won 31-30 in a thrilling matchup between two terrible teams. But I feel like that in a preseason game, when you look at it for this, you don't know what you're going to get. You don't know how much they're going to play the starters. You don't know how much, like, what bench guys are going to get played. For the Jets, I'd expect a lot of Zach Wilson, and I'd probably expect a drive or two of Aaron Rodgers, and then just the rest of the game, Zach Wilson and Mike White, which we've all seen them. So, I mean, yeah. Cleveland, I'd expect their backup. I think it's like Jacoby Brissett, and then their third string guy. I don't know who he is. There is a line out for this. It is Cleveland -1.5. I don't know. I'm taking the Jets personally just because, I don't know, they've got Mike White, the GOAT, the God, the best backup quarterback in NFL history. What can I say? He's insane. But yeah, that's my prediction. Take the Jets -1.5 against Cleveland. I think they'll cover. That's just me personally. Let's move on to college football. We'll save MLB for last. Let's go to college football. Lots and lots and lots of things going down in Pac-12 land, and I could talk about this for forever. And so I will talk about this for the most of the rest of this podcast just because I want to and I can. If you don't want that, then get your own podcast. It was announced yesterday that Colorado had their board meeting, and they announced that next year they are moving to the Big 12. They are leaving. Pac-12 is USC and UCLA. USC and UCLA are going to the Big 10. Colorado's rejoining the Big 12. Obviously, they were there before the first wave of conference realignment when they then jumped to the Pac-12 with the Utes and some other people. I don't know what's going to happen with the Utes. I personally feel a lot of people I've seen have saying, oh, they should just stay, but I don't think so. I was reading this article today. The Big 12 was eyeing UConn and Arizona and pursuing a 14-team league after having Colorado. I would personally think that Utah should be on that list instead of UConn, because I can see what the Big 12 is trying to do by just making an absolute super conference in terms of basketball, because they already have Kansas, they already have Baylor, they already have West Virginia, and if they can add Arizona, who's a traditional blue blood, and UConn, who just won the national championship, then basketball-wise, they'll be set. Football-wise, they'll be absolutely terrible, because remember, they're losing Oklahoma and Texas next year. They're going to the SEC. And so, what do they have in terms of football? Oklahoma State, like, they're good, but they're not amazing. Texas Tech, again, good, but not amazing. BYU, terrible. That's just my opinion. Cincinnati, good, but not amazing. Colorado, terrible. If they add Arizona, terrible. If they add UConn, terrible. Houston's good, but not amazing. UCF, they were really great once upon a time when they went back-to-back undefeated seasons, but they should have made the playoff, but they didn't. So, like, they're not, like, they're good, but not amazing. Cincinnati was good, not amazing. And so I feel like they need to add a football school. And I feel like Utah could fit that perfectly for them because Utah's great. Not quite amazing, but great. If they can get to those recruiting areas that the Big 12 offers, Texas, Oklahoma, Florida, all that southern area, if they can get into those areas, because they're already kind of have a footprint there because they got the players like Tyler Huntley, Zach Moss, those players, NFL guys right now. They got those guys from Florida. They got Jaquindon Jackson from Texas. They got Ty Jordan, may he rest in peace, from Texas. Aaron Lowe, may he rest in peace, from Texas. So we already have a recruiting footprint in that area. But if we can get, if we're into the Big 12, we'll have an even bigger footprint in that area, and we'll be able to expand from what we have, because we have the islands, we have Utah, we have some parts of California, we have some parts of Arizona, I feel like we have a pretty good stranglehold on Utah, we are in Florida, we are very good in Florida, but if we can keep moving east to get that East Coast talent, then it'll help elevate our program to another level, because we're already great. We're already a great and amazing football program, in my opinion. We struggled the first little bit in the Pac-12. It was 2 years. We've had two or three losing seasons, but we've made a bowl game every single year besides that, except outside of those few seasons. We just went back-to-back Pac-12 champions. I feel like we can go back-to-back this year. It'll be hard, but I feel like we can. And honestly, we need to get out because the Pac-12 is dying. And I feel like, because the Pac-12 hasn't released their media deal yet. It's a new deal that's coming out, unless I just got a notification on it, which I don't think I did. No, I did not. But the Pac-12 needs to get their media deal out. If they can't get it out, then what's going to happen? The Pac-12 released a statement on expansion the other day, and they said they're going to embrace it. Yeah, Pac-12 is the only Power 5 conference without a long-term media rights deal since October when the Big 12 signed an extension through 2031 with ESPN and Fox. We are currently running through the Pac-12 network. That's terrible. We need to get a better deal. And if we can do that, then everything will be all right. For now, because if we can just get this media deal figured out, then money wise we should be all right. But I feel like Utah needs to get out. Utah really needs to be out. Utah needs to be the next ones out, because Oregon and Washington are all but in the Big Ten, I feel like, because it's Oregon and Washington. Who's not going to take them? When the Big Ten's ready, they'll be welcomed in open arms and they'll do all right over there. Oregon's good, Washington's good. They got they're big names, they got good recruiting, they'll be able to compete. Utah, I originally said way, way back in the past last year that I'd like to see them go to the Big Ten, but I don't know if that's a possibility just because of how Utah is perceived as a program. Yes, we're loved here in the state, but I don't know how well respected we are outside of that. I know we get some national attention when we choke all the time, like how we choked against Penn State and how we choked against Florida. And I hope we don't choke against Florida this year. I should be going to that game, I hope. But I don't know. Like, Utah, if they can, I feel like we should be respected, because we just went back to back and we beat USC twice, once in a thriller and once in an absolute blowout. I was listening to Pac-12 Media Days on a local radio station here, and they had Caleb Williams on, and he was just sounding cocky and annoying as crap, and he made me want to absolutely punch him in the face and make him cry. Because they asked him, in that Pac-12 championship game, they asked him, like, how he was dealing with the pressure. He's like, oh, it was cool, I was fine. You know, just get up faster than the guy who got me down, you know? I had a, still had a great game. You know, obviously we didn't win, but yada, yada, yada. Just going on and on and on and about how basically he didn't, I don't think he gave Utah any credit for that. He just said, oh, we just didn't win, you know. But, and they say they have that game circled. It's in October. I hope that I could find a way to make my way out to LA. I have a plan that would be really fun if that worked out, but I don't know if it will. But that's not the point. Utah has a very hard schedule this year. And I really do feel like if we can get this, if, I don't know, because I feel like last year was, I feel like we have to get out. We have to get out. We don't want to go, we don't want to be in the Pac-10 or what, Pac-8 or Pac-9 or whatever it is now that Colorado left. We don't want to be here. We're in a very bad spot. As much as I love winning Pac-12 championships every single year, and as much as I would love that, I don't want it to be against terrible competition in a weak conference. Because people are already saying, oh, the Pac-12 is such a weak conference. No, it's actually a really strong conference. We just beat each other up, and it's really fun to watch. That's why there's the thing called Pac-12 After Dark, you know? And so I feel like that if Utah stays, they're going to not get as much national respect. And we're not going to have a chance at making... Well, no, I guess we will have a chance to make the playoff if we're winning every year, because it'll be expanded next year. But we won't get as much respect. We'll be a lower seed. It'll be up against a much harder opponent compared to as if we were in a bigger conference, like a better conference, kind of like the Big 12. Not saying they're a better conference than us. They just get more respect than us. Because the Big 12, again, football, kind of weak now that they're losing Texas and Oklahoma, and they brought in BYU, Cincinnati, UCF, and Houston. Yes, Oklahoma State is good. They're not great, like I said earlier. And so I feel like that if Utah goes to the Big 12 where they're more nationally respected, even though they're a weaker conference, and they win it every single year, because I'm very confident that if Utah goes there, they'll win it almost every single year, because BYU's not doing anything. Sorry, guys down south, you're not doing anything. And so I feel like if Utah goes there to a more nationally respected conference, that they'll have be set up for better success once the expanded playoff comes around. Because how it is, it's all Power 5 teams, one group of five, and then a bunch of at-large, right? It's like an 8-team playoff is what it's going to now. And so if we can get out, get to a better conference like the Big Ten, possibly. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I can see it happening, but I don't know if it'll happen. Get to a better conference like the Big Ten, or a more nationally respected conference, a lesser conference in my opinion, but a more nationally respected conference like the Big 12, then we'll be set up better for our future. We get those more recruiting grounds that helps us for basketball as well. As we are there, it'll be very hard for Utah at first in basketball. I think we'll get absolutely killed because we suck at basketball. We were good, but now we suck. But it'll get us more basketball recruiting area. It'll get us more football recruiting area and more territory there. That's just my opinion on how that is. I don't know if that's exactly how it is, but that's how I see it. Yeah, so Utah, they need to get out. I'll do my Utah football season preview. Couple episodes, got to get that prepped. MLB got a bunch of games going on tonight. Yeah, always MLB going on. It's fun. All-Star game happened a little bit ago. That was fun. Cubs beat the Cardinals today, and Otani, Mr. Shohei, you, my friend, need to get out now. They took him off the trade market. The Angels did. He was on the trade market for a little bit. They took him off, and I say he needs to leave. As a Yankees fan, I say he needs to go to New York. As a realistic baseball fan, I say he's going to the Dodgers. As a Yankees fan, I say he's going to New York. I hope he goes to New York. Otani, come to New York, please. Someone get this in front of Shohei Otani right now and tell him he needs to come to New York. Please, Otani, come here. Yeah. Otani is amazing. He's on pace to beat Judge's record. He just threw a complete game the other day, his first ever. And yeah, like, it's just crazy. A player who's also really lighting up the league right now is Eli De La Cruz. He's a rookie. He is 21 years old. And he is very, 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 very good. He's very scary. He's like 6'7 or 6'4-ish. He's in that area. He's blazing fast. He has incredible arm strength. He has insane exit velo. He has insane power. He's insane defense. He is amazing, and he's fun to watch. He plays for the Reds. If any of you guys can go watch a Reds game, which is on TV or live, I would completely recommend it just to watch Eli De La Cruz. He's fast. He's amazing. He's fun to watch. He's just... I'm in love with Eli De La Cruz's game. And... yeah, it's insane how good he is. And I honestly don't know what to say. I'm speechless because of how good Eli De La Cruz is. I'm speechless. Let's take a look at the standings. The AL East, my Yankees are at the very bottom at 54-48. And at the top, Baltimore, 62-40. They jumped up. They're a game up on Tampa, who's 63-43. AL Central is an absolute joke. The Twins are leading it at 54-51. Kansas City's at the bottom at 30-75. Right behind the Twins is Cleveland at 52-52. They're a game and a half behind. The AL West, the Rangers, surprisingly, are on top. They are at 60-43. And at the very, very bottom is poor little Oakland, who is 28-76. They suck. Yeah, Houston is right behind Texas at 58-46, 2.5 games back. Over in the NL East, we have the Atlanta Braves, who are 65-36 with the best record in the league, absolutely tearing it up. At the very bottom, we got Washington at 43-61, and Philadelphia in second place there, 56-47, a whopping 10 games back of Atlanta. In the NL Central, we got the Milwaukee Brewers, who are 57-47 at the top. At the very bottom, we have Pittsburgh, who is at 45-58. In second place is the Eli De La Cruz-led Cincinnati Reds at 56-48, only one game back. In the NL West, we got the Los Angeles Dodgers atop at 58-43, and at the very bottom, Colorado at 40-62, and in second place, we have San Francisco, who is at 56-47, a solid 3 games back. Yeah, I guess that's it for my baseball coverage. World Cup, Women's World Cup is going on. I saw U.S. tied with Netherlands 1-1. Very disappointed in our women. I thought we had the best soccer team in the world. No, I'm playing. Or am I? You'll never know. But yeah, I hope you guys all have a good rest of your Friday. And I will talk to you guys all in 2 weeks. Yes, every other week. Best content. Maybe I'll have a guest. Who knows? Peace.